Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
Oh, Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe has passed away. 6 decades in the NHL. Mm. 4 wow. Stanley Cups in professional hockey, I should say, because he played some of it in the World Hockey Association or League. I never could tell. They kept changing
WHA,
the name.
With his sons, right? Yes. Mark Howe, he was playing with his grown sons, right?
I saw when amazing. They played the Chicago Cougars at the amphitheater mid-1970s. Mm-hmm. He was on, I think, the Houston Arrows. I think it was the team, Houston something or another. And he was playing with his kids.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, hey, you realize that that's like you and me playing
that's
out there.
Amazing,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Not at all. Like you and me playing out there. And he was one of those guys who played without a helmet, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was out there and he was great looking and his hair was, you know, he wasn't one of those guys that had flowing hockey hair. He had like he looked like an astronaut, right?
Yeah, he
like
did. He had the right stuff here. Exactly. Yeah.
How unusual is that for a hockey player?
Yeah. Yeah. And then there was the Gordie Howe hat trick, which would be a goal, an assist, and a fight in a game.
Yeah. And those fights never lasted long. If you were in a fight with Gordie Howe, you did not mess with him.
That's great. 26 years. He had 801 goals in 26 years in the NHL. That just counts NHL. It doesn't count. And he was dominant in the WHA because it was like the WHA at that point, which wasn't a junior circuit like it is now. It was trying to be a competing league with the NHL.
Right.
Now, in a documentary called Heroes of Hockey Town, he talks about being a new kid in the NHL.
My salary wasn't anything to get excited about. It was $2,350, 50 for signing. So I went down there and I sat on a bench for quite a while. And we're playing in, I think it was Fort Worth, Texas, and my roommate got in a fight. And he started actually skating away from the guy. I got mad. I said, don't run from it. God, it looks so bad. So get beaten and lay down on the ice, do something, but don't run. So I jumped over the boards and I took the guy on. After I served my 5 minutes, I came off and Tommy Adams said, what's the matter with you, young man? Don't you like him? I said, I don't like anybody out there. I never missed another shift.
I love how there's like the swelling music, like for, and he sounds like a prime minister, but he's, and then I just went and beat the hell out of the holy hell out of the guy.
So the music worked up until that moment. You're like, wait a minute.
He's great.
That is awesome.
So great.
Here's Wayne Gretzky talking about how Gordie Howe was one of the best players of all times and what it's like to be in the same sentence.
I idolize him, so I'm kind of biased. And I tell people this all the time that the two greatest players ever to play were Gordie Howe and Bobby Orr, and you can have your opinion of who you think was the better of the two. One was a defenseman, one was a forward. The best player I ever played with was Mark Messier, and the best player I ever played against was Mario Lemieux. So I was lucky enough to be part of that generation, seeing guys playing against some of the best players.
Mm, wow.
That's hard to imagine. You know,
that's pretty amazing.
You think about it, and two of those guys who now go in that lineage play right here in Chicago for the Blackhawks. So you think about what a special moment that is in Chicago sports fans and the NHL and all that. If you're an NHL fan or you're just a Chicago sports fan and you've not gotten to see a Blackhawks game, if you want to talk about Messier and you want to talk about Gretzky and you want to talk about Howe and you want to talk about all the you know the greatest names, two of the top 10 right now of all time.
Wow. I love talking, of course, about one of my all-time favorites. We were talking a couple weeks ago about Ferris Bueller's Day Off and the character of Cameron throughout the movie wears a Gordie Howe jersey because John Hughes was a huge Detroit Red Wings fan. He actually grew up in Michigan as a boy before moving here. So, and that was his tribute to his all-time favorite hockey player. He had Gordie Howe jersey on Cameron, who was a kid from Highland Park.
Right. Gordie Howe must have played in Chicago almost as many times as he played in Detroit.
Yeah, well, because it's the original six, right? I mean, they'd play, how many games did they play? 10 times a year, something like that?
Yeah, at least 12, I think.
Yeah.
All right, checking in at
number 4.
Donald Trump talked to a group of religious conservatives at the Faith and Freedom Coalition Conference today, trying to strengthen his standing with the Republican Party, says no one should be judged by their ethnic or racial background.
Religious freedom. The right of people of faith to freely practice their faith. So important. Freedom of any kind means no one should be judged by their race or their color, and the color of their skin should not be judged that way. And right now we have a very divided nation. We're going to bring our nation together. If I win, we're going to bring our nation together.
See, it's interesting because you hear him reading off the page.
Yeah. Talking points from the Republican Party.
But then he can't help himself. Yeah. He's got to do it himself. He's got to throw his own little thing in there.
The color of their skin.
It slightly goes off. You can just tell his sentence structure changes, and it's just not smooth.
It's not his words is what it is. But, I mean, name calling
except for that Mexican judge.
Right. Well, except for when anyone of any ethnicity calls you a bad thing or you don't like or you disagree with them, then name calling based on their race or ethnicity is perfectly okay.
Right. Or we can keep Muslims from coming into the country till we figure out what's going on with you. All right, hold on a second. Here's Mitt Romney, though. This is what he just told CNN.
Look, I don't want to see trickle down racism. I don't want to see a president of the United States saying things which change the character of the generations of Americans that are following. Presidents have an impact on the nature of our nation, and trickle-down racism, trickle-down bigotry, a trickle-down misogyny, all these things are extraordinarily dangerous to the heart and character of America.
He's right.
I think, yeah.
There we go.
Was that Mrs. Romney clapping there?
No, that was somebody very confused at
Donald Trump's rally, right? Wasn't it? Or something?
Donald Trump's acceptance speech, right? On Tuesday night. And there was.
Oh, yeah.
And every time he would mention a dollar amount,
he'd be like, $1 million.
Yeah, the guys, they say that we'll need $1 billion. And the guy would go, like, because he would think that.
That's where you're supposed to clap at a Donald Trump rally.
Right.
or acceptance speech.
Money figures, because it was at a Trump country club in Westchester County. Wow. So some rich guy's like, $1 billion? Yeah.
Love that guy.
All right, Violetta Powder Medics got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots right now. Top 5-5 continues right here on the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis. Richard Roper is here. Susan Schmidt is here. Violetta is here. Kim Gordon is here.
Andy Mazur is here.
Andy Mazur is here. We'd like to thank Andy for coming back. Kevin's off for a day. And, of course, Judy's off every Friday because, well,
she's Judy.
She has no work ethic whatsoever.
Number three.
Wow. Remember back in 2012 when Barack Obama made an appearance on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon to slow jam the news? Well, he did it again last night.
Now, Mr. President, since you're here, I got to ask, have you been watching all the election coverage this week about Donald Trump?
No, but I have been watching my new favorite show. Orange is not the new black.
Whoa. I'm going to need you to Netflix and chill. I get it if you're a little wound up after all this time. I mean, I can't imagine what it'd be like to do the same job for 8 straight years.
Jimmy, you probably never will.
Does Obama care cover birds?
It was a great moment where, he doesn't refer to Donald Trump by name.
What does he say? Because he took a dig at Trump or something.
Well, he took a dig and then, I love this.
Okay. The American people face an important decision this fall. The entire world is watching and they look to us for stability and leadership. Now, I know some of the presidential candidates have been critical of my foreign policy. I don't want to name any names.
He's talking about Donald Trump.
Great.
All right. Checking in at
number two.
It's been over a year since David Letterman left The Late Show, ending his 33-year late night career. And his fans miss him. I do, especially with such an incredible story that sits in front of us right now, like the one at hand.
Sure, you wonder what he'd be saying.
But turns out, David Letterman doesn't miss the job.
Do you miss every night?
No. I don't. And it's interesting. I thought for sure I would. And then the first day of Stephen's show, when he went on the air, an energy left me, and I felt like, that's not my problem anymore. Mm-hmm. I couldn't care less about late-night television. I'm happy
Wow. Problem.
Oh, he sounds thrilled.
Problem.
Yeah.
He immediately segued into 90-year-old man voice now that he's retired, too.
Well, he's got energy. He's gone.
And he's got the same barber, I think, now as Coach Ditka. They grow the beards now when you kind of do that whole different. You don't even recognize him the way he looks.
Donald Trump, Hillary, Bernie Sanders. There are times when you just say, oh, God, I'd like to be on tonight. I'd like to be talking about this.
Well, you know, I understand that he's repugnant to people, but you tell me. The men putting together the Constitution, witnessing this election, wouldn't they have just said, that's part of the way we set it up. Good luck.
You're absolutely right. He didn't cheat by
right.
getting the nomination.
There's nothing illegal going on. Yeah. It's just he's despicable.
How do you really feel? That's what you missed.
And this is Tom Brokaw actually asking the questions of David Letterman, which is kind of funny. Mm.
What's living in that beard? I mean, is it nesting something there, or is it
likely? we have a guy from Orkin coming out here later. I always told myself when the show goes away, I will stop shaving. I had to shave every day from 20 till I was 68, roughly every day, and I got so sick and tired of it.
All right.
So that's the excuse.
That's the reason.
It's like 3 minutes.
That's what Ditka told us yesterday, too. Yeah.
He did. He said, I don't care now.
Really? I don't care.
Not on TV. I don't care what people think, and I'm just going to do what I want to do.
See, Anna and I can't really relate to this. Because
your legs.
Really, it's
I
3 minutes.
Yeah, well, really? But women shave their legs. Isn't that a...
Well, or there's this laser treatment thing you can do, and then you don't ever have to.
It feels like the give-up beard when someone does it, and they do it to that
it's
extent.
Like
it's
sweats.
Like, I'm just giving up. Yeah, I'm wearing the velvet. I'm all in velvet.
Wait, how old do you have to be to do that?
Do what?
To the give beard? Up?
It depends by state law. Each state
or like
are you thinking 26 for you? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could understand it, you know? I'm already exhausted.
And I get
about
it. Yeah.
The
exhausted from shaving?
No, it's just exhausted from work.
Trying.
She can't believe that she's had to do this job for 6 whole months now.
Oh, my goodness.
Where is my retirement payment? You are the problem. You're the problem with the state of Illinois right now. You're a pension crisis. All right. And finally,
number one.
Well, this was an incredible event. Incredible tributes being paid to boxing legend Muhammad Ali at his memorial service in Louisville, Kentucky this afternoon. There were Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, Native American speakers talking about his fight for civil rights, his incredible place in history. But I don't think that anybody encapsulated it quite as well as Billy Crystal.
He was a tremendous bolt of lightning created by Mother Nature out of thin air, a fantastic combination of power and beauty. We've seen still photographs of lightning bolts at the moment of impact, ferocious in its strength, magnificent in its elegance. And at the moment of impact, it lights up everything around it, so you can see everything clearly. Muhammad Ali struck us in the middle of America's darkest night, in the heart of its most threatening gathering storm. His power toppled the mightiest of foes, and his intense light shined on America. And we were able to see clearly injustice, inequality, poverty, pride, self-realization, courage, laughter, love, joy, and religious freedom for all. Ali forced us to take a look at ourselves. This brash young man who thrilled us, angered us, confused, and challenged us, ultimately became a silent messenger of peace, who taught us that life is best when you build bridges between people, not walls.
I need to go back and watch that entire thing. We saw a little segment of it during the break here, and everyone's just talking about how poignant it was. What a difficult eulogy that is to deliver, Muhammad Ali and everything he became, symbolized in America, and apparently just delivered it so
beautifully
well.
Written, too. Yeah. Really.
And it actually, the full service just got posted at WGNradio.com if you want to go back and watch it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Billy Crystal is definitely worth seeing. Because he makes you laugh and cry.
Yeah,
in that.
It's beautifully done.
That is the best encapsulation of what Muhammad Ali meant to America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
He somehow did it, you know, brought it all together. And he imitated him at one point. When we first turned it on, I remember he was imitating him, and he just made it.
He used to do Cosell and Ali, you know, remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I remember but I just didn't know if he'd bring it out for this.
Yeah,
and
good for him.
He did.
He did.
Well, I think that's an appropriate thing to do at a memorial
service.
He made it appropriate.
Yeah. As long as the body's not there, you're pretty much free to, you know. That's my rule. But I don't know. Just Billy Crystal really, you know, he did something very special here about one of the great special Americans of the 20th century. Muhammad Ali was 74.
The top five at five.